Chapter 7. Adjusting Speed. Posted speed limits do not tell you at what speed to drive. They only tell you what the maximum legal speed is under ideal conditions. By law, you have to go slower if conditions make the posted speed limit unsafe. Speed should be adjusted to varying road conditions and situations. Speed adjustment as it relates to the following topics is discussed below. Kentucky speed limits. The condition of the road. Visibility. Traffic conditions. Kentucky speed limits. When the speed limit is not posted, these are the limits on Kentucky roads. 15 miles per hour. Speed limit on off-street parking facilities. 35 miles per hour. 35 miles per hour in a business or residential district. 55 miles per hour. On all state highways except interstate highways and parkways as indicated otherwise. 65 miles per hour. On interstate highways and parkways. Adjusting to road conditions. The only contact your vehicle has with the road is through the tires. Each of the tires has approximately 6 square inches of rubber on the surface of the road. The grip of the tires depends on the condition of the road and of the tires. The grip is reduced when driving on curving roads, slippery roads, and anytime the road surface is wet. Curves. Before you reach a curve, speed must be adjusted to keep the vehicle safely on the road. If the curve is sharp and you are going too fast, the tires cannot grip the road and your vehicle will skid. An advisory speed sign will give you a recommended safe speed. Reduce your speed before you enter the curve so you do not have to brake in the curve. Braking in a curve can cause a skid. Slippery roads. If the road is slippery, it will not provide the grip your tires need. You will have to drive slower than you would on a dry road. Adjust your speed under these conditions. On wet roads, reduce speed by 5 to 10 miles per hour. On snow, reduce speed by half. On ice, slow down to 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highway construction areas. The color orange has a special meaning. It appears on signs and barricades in construction and maintenance areas as a constant warning to motorists of possible dangers. Slow down and be alert. Failing to obey all signs, signals, markings, flaggers, or other traffic control devices, which are placed to regulate, control, and guide traffic through construction or maintenance areas, is illegal and could result in double fines if posted. Follow signs and watch for workers and equipment on the highway. Visibility. Speed must be adjusted according to how well you can see. A few things that keep you from seeing well are darkness. You must be closer to an object to see it at night than during the day. Never drive so fast that you cannot stop within the distance you can see with your headlights. Rain, fog, or snow. In a heavy rain, snowstorm, or a thick fog, you may not be able to see more than 100 feet ahead. When you cannot see any farther than that, you cannot safely drive faster than 25 miles per hour. You should also use your low-beam headlights. Intersections. Trees, bushes, parked cars, signs, and buildings at intersections can block your view of vehicles coming from the side. Approach these areas with caution and slowly enough to be able to stop if a vehicle pulls out suddenly. Hills and curves. When you come to a hill or curve, adjust your speed so you can stop if a stalled car or slow-moving vehicle is in your lane. Traffic conditions. There is less space to react to vehicles whenever traffic is heavy. You need to adjust your speed when you approach shopping centers, parking lots, and downtown areas. Roads with heavy traffic. Narrow bridges and tunnels. Schools, playgrounds, and residential areas. Vehicles moving in the same direction at the same speed cannot hit one another. Collisions tend to happen when one driver is going faster or slower than other vehicles on the road. When entering traffic, try to enter at the speed of the traffic already in that lane. Most interstate and parkway highways usually have a merging area. If you have to stop to wait for space to enter the highway, do it before you reach the end of the merging lane. Most merging areas will have an acceleration lane. Most areas with a yield sign will not have a merging lane. When exiting, maintain your speed as long as you are on the main road. Do not slow down until you move into the deceleration lane or ramp.